The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice. It trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son. The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great is our God? You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. And so, Father, we come before your presence singing your glory and singing your goodness and singing your praises. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence in prayer. For you have declared in your word that men ought to always pray and not to faint. And as we begin day 5 of our 31 days, we first would just like to thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. We understand, God, that today was not a day that was promised. It was not an automatic. It was not a given. But you have made this day just for us to be able to see it. And we thank you, oh God, for waking us up this morning in our right mind. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us to rise with the usability of our limbs. We thank you, oh God, that we heard you when you called our names and told us to rise and get up this morning. So early are we seeking you, God, while you may yet be found, before we get into the hustle and the bustles of the day, before we find ourselves overwhelmed with life and the circumstances that come with life, before we begin to meet with anyone or have a discussion with anyone or do any business or run any errands, God, we're seeking your face, Lord, because we understand that we need you every single day. The song, Bishop Moody would always sing, I would never let a day go by without praising you. And so we can never allow a morning to go by without letting you know that we love you, that we magnify you, that we glorify you, and we thank you for yet another opportunity to wake up in the morning and to sing your praises and to give you the glory and the honor and the praise, because praise is comely for the upright. And I've learned throughout my life that praise
changes things. Yes, prayer changes things as well, but praise opens up a lot of windows for you to drop on down and inhabit our praises. And when we magnify you and when we glorify you, oh God, you come in and you rest in the midst of our praises because we were made to praise you. You made us into instruments of praise to sing of your goodness, to give you the glory and the honor and the praise, to lift you up and to magnify you. You made us to worship you, oh God, and to adore you, God, and to sing your praises and to honor and adore you, God. And so thank you for making us into those vessels where we can connect with you, where you can come in and you abide with us as we abide with you. And so we bless your name this morning. We give you glory and honor and praise. We magnify you and glorify you because you are a wonderful God. You are great, oh God, and greatly to be praised. The songwriter said, from the rising of the sun into the setting down of the same, God, your name is worthy, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, worthy of the praise. And so we bless your name this morning, God, because we love you and we magnify you and we glorify you. Oh, God, age to age, you stand and time is in your hands. I'm grateful, God, that time is in your hands. It's not in my hands. Lord, because if it was in my hands, days would go a little bit longer and other days would go a little bit shorter. The Lord, but since I'm not in control of time, I got to depend upon you. I have to rely upon you for you to allow me to fulfill whatever it is you need me to fulfill on a particular day. And whenever I don't get it fulfilled, Lord, I thank you that you bless me with brand new mercies every morning to give me another chance to get it right, to give me another chance to do that which is right in your eyes. To give me another chance to be more like you, to get another chance to let my light shine. I thank you, God, God, that time is not in my head, but you are the beginning and the end. You are Alpha and you are Omega. You're the one that we can rely upon and you are the one that we can trust in. So we thank you, God, this morning. And we start off with praise to grab your attention. Lord, I thank you, oh God, that you are still have an ear for your people. Oh God, that you still love to hear the praises of your people. That you still love, oh God, to hear us cry out to you that you are a holy God. I know that, God, that you have seraphims that cry out to you day and night and cry out, holy, holy, holy. But God, you made us a little bit lower than the angels, and you gave us a song that the seraphim can't sing. You gave us a song that the angels can't sing because we have been redeemed. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and we thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for giving us another chance. We thank you for opening up the door. We thank you for your love that never fails. We thank you for giving us another chance and another chance. And Lord, we thank you for being awesome and magnificent and mighty in all your ways. We love you, Lord, this day with all of our heart and with all of our minds and with all of our souls, and we submit to your will. As we go forth in these 31 days of prayer, we're asking, we're looking, we're pressing, we're trying to get closer to you. Lord, we're trying to draw near to thee. And prayer is a time that we have to set aside. We're intentional in these prayers, God. We have a scheduled meeting to meet you at 7 a.m. every single day. I'm supposed to end at 7:15, Lord, but sometimes you allow me to go just a little bit longer. But, Lord, we have this appointed meeting at this appointed time to meet you, God. And every single morning you faithful, God. Every single morning you come in and you meet us, Lord. Every single morning you come, oh, God, and show yourself and show your face in our midst, oh God, if we're willing, oh God, to welcome you and you're willing and we're willing to adore you. Lord, you're willing to come in and sit right where we're at, Lord, and then hear our petitions and hear our pleas. And it's so awesome, God, because you don't need to take notes. Lord, you don't need to write it on a chalkboard or a blackboard. Lord, you don't need to pull out your phone and write it on there. But as we bless you and as we magnify you, and then as we make our petitions to you or made known unto you, Lord, you know our petitions, and you know that they're different than my wife's petition. You know my wife's petitions are different than someone else that may be on the line. You can distinguish each and every one of our petitions, and you don't get to confused. You don't ask us to repeat them. You didn't say you didn't hear us or that you forgot it, Lord. But you are mindful of me and you are mindful of what I need, God. And I want to say thank you, God, that you don't mess up my petitions with my labor or confuse it with my neighbor. God, but God, just what I need and more, you know it and more, God, because you are, you know my ending from my beginning, God, and I can rely upon you to be faithful, to be just, to be merciful, and to be kind. And Lord, that's my desire today. I want to be known as someone that is faithful, someone that is just, someone that is merciful, and someone that is kind. And as I seek your face, and as we seek your face on this day, we ask, God, that you would come in and shape us and come in and mold us, God, because we've gone through the nicks and the issues and the storms of life, and some of our edges have become, oh, God, a little rough on the edge. Lord, I was looking while we were out of town last week. I noticed how the ocean, further away from the ocean, Lord, things were a little bit more jagged and things were a little bit more crusty because they hadn't been beaten or battered by the storm. They were a little bit more firm. But God, as the waves and as the ocean began to rise, you can see how those things that were dry or were becoming wet because the window, the water, the nurturing, the renewal, the refreshing was come to refresh those things that are dry. Lord, we've been through some things in our lives, God, and we need you to send the refreshing. God, we need you to allow the waters of your soul, the waters of your glory, oh God, to rise and to revive us and to refresh us and to renew us and to restore us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, let your rain fall on us even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, to renew us, oh God, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, God, that you might get the glory, God. God, in these 31 days of prayer, Lord, we don't want to leave or end these 31 days the same. And, Lord, I don't want to wait today to be one, God, for me to be changed and for me to be renewed. So every morning that I come before you, I'm looking for you to take me higher. Lord, I'm looking for you to make me greater. Lord, I'm looking for you to give me a greater anointing, God. I'm that hungry and I'm that thirsty that I'm willing to lay aside those weights and those sins that will cause me to be beset, God, because you have a race that you need for me to run. So, Lord, each and every morning, my petition, God, is that you will make us stronger and that you will make us wiser and that you will grant us more faith and that you will grant us more wisdom, that you will give us a greater anointing, God, that you might get the glory and that you might receive the glory out of our lives. Help us, Lord, today to walk worthy of our calling. We've been blessed with promises. Lord, as I was walking here from my car to the office, Lord, I noticed that there were people outside who didn't have shelter, who didn't have a place to stay. They got tarps and wool covers on them to keep them warm, and they may not even have a pillow, and the ground is hard. Lord, I thank you, God, that you had mercy on my soul because it could have been me. That could have been me. But, Lord, you had a different plan. You had a different story for my life. And, Lord, you have different obstacles that come my way. So, Lord, help me to help those that I can help. Help me to pray for those that I can pray. Help me to give you thanks. Remind me to give you thanks for all that you've done, for you have done so many wonderful and marvelous things. I'm grateful for your mercy. I'm grateful for your grace. I'm grateful, God, that you spared my life and that you blessed me to see this day. But Lord, our purpose and our plan for this day is to seek to be filled with power and praise. Acts 1:8 said, but ye shall receive power. Your Holy Ghost is the power that we need. We don't need any fake power source. We don't need any temporary power source. We don't need any extensions or any adapters. Lord, we want to connect directly with you, Holy Ghost. Come no more and have your way in me right now to fill me with power and to help me to fulfill the purpose and the plans that God has for for my life on this day. Do it for each and every one of us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, as you come and as you show yourself mighty, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, sweep over our souls right now. Because my soul is thirsty. My soul is hungry, Lord, and I need more of you right now. Holy Ghost, are you lighting us right now? And if there's anything in us that's unlike you, cast it out of us, Lord. Make us whole. Make us holy. Make us acceptable so that we may be filled with all power and that we may fulfill the purpose that you have for our lives. This power is not to lord over people. This power is not to rule over people or to belittle people, but this power is to help us to walk right. This power, the Holy Ghost, helps us to talk right. This power, the Holy Ghost, helps us to live right, to act right, to speak right, to love right, to do right. So that's our request, Lord, this morning. Help us to be more like you. To reflect your image, to reflect the image of holiness in all of our conversation and all of our discussions. Thank you, God. You just popped something in my head as well, but I thank you, God, for being a rock and a fortress. Thank you for being a shelter in times of storm. And, Lord, I believe that there may be someone on our phone line this morning that is going through a storm in their lives. Lord, thank you for being a rock. Thank you for being a shelter, God. Thank you for being a fortress. You are our fortress, and we can rely upon you. Lord, be that strength. Be that rock. Be that fortress for my dear brother and for my dear sister on this day. They may have something coming up against them, Lord, on their job or in their homes or in their physical bodies, Lord, and you are the way. God, you are our way of escape. You are the one that helps us to overcome. You are the one that guarantees that we have the victory. God, fight our battles for us, Lord, today. Fight against us. Fight against that evil boss. Oh, God, fight against that sickness, Lord. Fight against that issue that we have with our children or in our relationships, Lord. Fight against those. Fight that battle for us because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we put down those weapons of frustration. We put down those weapons of anger. We put those weapons of doubt and mistrust, Lord, and we put our faith and we put our hope and we put our trust in you. My brother, my sister, God is willing to fight our battles if we allow him to do it. We trust you, God. We believe in you, and we ask that you would do it for your glory, do it for your honor, and do it for your praise. Take us higher today. Be glorified and magnified in us. Honor our consecration and honor our prayers on this day. So the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Your word says that. So, Lord, thank you for allowing our prayers to be fulfilled. We bless you, we magnify you, and we glorify you this day. For it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, before I go, Lord, I ask that you continue to work the miracle that you're working in the life of little Caitlin Clinton, Lord, Angela Clinton's daughter. Lord, we saw over the last couple of days that she had some ailment that the doctors did not know what was going on. But when they finally got the solution, when they finally was able to get to the source, Lord, you had already begun the work of healing in her life. Thank you, God, that you are a healer. Thank you, God, that there is nothing too hard for you. God, you keep amazing us and doing amazing things every single day. So for that, we thank you. For that, we magnify you. And for that, we glorify you this morning. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray. And we say, thank God, amen and amen.